some Christians in New Testament times were slaves. Now, slavery during the Roman Empire was a little bit different than maybe what comes to our minds as citizens of the United States today. In the United States, before the Civil War, slavery revolved around race. But it wasn't like that in the Roman Empire. Some slaves in the Roman Empire were born into slavery. Some were captured in wars. Some were sold into slavery. Some sold themselves into slavery. And some of them became slaves after they were abandoned as children. Roman slaves came from many different places for various reasons. The New Testament was written during the middle of the Roman Empire's reign over the world. Slavery is mentioned in the New Testament because it was just a fact of life for many people under the Roman Empire. And thankfully, slavery no longer exists in our nation, the United States of America, today. What the New Testament says to slaves or bondservants, depending on your translation, applies to us as employees, as workers. We maintain our freedom while having a job, but God's commands still have tremendous value for us today. So, what job requirements does God have for Christians today? We'll notice a few passages about work, and then we'll share a few thoughts about what these passages have to say. First of all, Paul writes to Titus in Titus chapter 2, verse 9 through 10, and he says this: "Exhort bondservants to be obedient to their own masters, to be well-pleasing in all things, not answering back, not pilfering or not stealing, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things." Now, that was Titus 2, 9 through 10. Peter writes in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 18 through 20, and Peter says, "Servants, be submissive to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the harsh. For this is commendable, if because of conscience toward God, one endures grief, suffering wrongfully. For what credit is it if, when you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently? But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God." And then the third passage is what Paul writes to the church in Ephesus in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 5 through 8. And there Paul says, "Bondservants, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in sincerity of heart, as to Christ, not with eye service, as men pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether he is a slave or free." So what are some things that we as Christians today can take with us into the workforce, take with us into our jobs? What are some things that we can apply from these passages? First of all, we must be obedient as employees, as workers. We must do what we're asked to do. When we're handed a project or some task at work, be sure to do what is being asked of you by your employer. Now, not every task is pleasant. Not every job we're given to do may be something that we want to do. And maybe we feel sometimes like someone else should do it, or we may want someone else to do it. But if our employer asks us to do something, we should follow through and do it to the best of our ability. And that leads into the second thing. Do your job well. Do the best job that you can do. God doesn't want us, as His people, as Christians, to give Him our leftovers. He demands the best that we have. We must give our best in the workplace as well. Third thing that we learn from these passages is, have a good attitude. Do your job with a good attitude. Anyone can do what they're asked to do, but not everyone will do it with a good attitude. As Christians, we must do our jobs with the right attitude. The fourth thing that we learn from these passages is, be honest. Don't steal, don't embezzle from your employer. As Christians, we are to be like Christ, as Paul writes in Titus 1:2, the one who cannot lie. We must be honest in our dealings with others, and that includes on the job. The fifth thing that we learn from these passages as far as workplace requirements for us as Christians is to do what's right. As Christians, you and I must be a person and individuals of character and principle, even on the job, even in the workplace. You may not always be liked, but you must do the right thing. Jesus Christ always did what was right, and some people hated him for it. And then finally, the final lesson we can take of these job requirements for us as Christians, work like you were working for Jesus himself. Do your work, do your job like you are working for the Lord himself. What sort of effort would you give for Jesus? Would you have a good attitude about your job if you thought of him watching you from the cross? I admit, these requirements that are given here in Scripture are certainly challenging, and sometimes we fall short. But let's always strive to remember what the Lord expects of us as Christians on the job, at the workplace, and strive to be like our Lord in all things.